This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Some years ago, while preparing some comments for my daughter's wedding, I put together some thoughts based on 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. Here they are. You have chosen to get married because you loved one another. Now you must love one another because you have chosen to be married. Love was the catalyst that led to choice. Now choice is the conveyor and cultivator of that love. In times of stress, love chooses to be patient. In times of vulnerability, love chooses to be kind. In times of competition, love chooses not to envy. In times of victory, love chooses not to boast. In times of success, love chooses not to be proud. In times of embarrassment, love chooses not to be rude. In times of advantage, love chooses not to be self-seeking. In times of disadvantage, love chooses not to be easily angered. In times of repeated inconsiderateness, love chooses not to keep a record of wrongs. In times when evil surfaces, love chooses not to delight in it. In times when truth prevails, love chooses to rejoice in it. In times of danger, love chooses to protect. In times of question, love chooses to trust. In times of disappointment, love chooses to hope. In times of despair, love chooses to persevere. Love never fails because it always chooses the welfare, well-being, and worth of the one loved. That is no doubt why Paul declared that this is the most excellent way. If ever this kind of mature, quality love is needed, it is today, especially in our marriages and homes and within the church. Only Christians relying on the Holy Spirit are able to love in this way consistently.